I'd just like to ask a question, and perhaps we get some feedback, some thoughts from the younger brethren. You know, what we have covered and we've been discussing so far may seem to be very rudimentary. You might say, well, you know, I've heard this since I was a child. And so my question to you is, why do you think that God has penned this and put this here for us who are believers? Right? We said that in the book of Acts, Paul preached the gospel to unbelievers, but here he is teaching the gospel to believers. And why is it that we think that God has put this here for believers? That's excellent. You know, Brother John left us off with the thought that this is a view, God's perspective of, you know, utilizing the human body. It is absolutely just filthy, full of death. Isaiah chapter 1, God again gives this perspective to Israel. From the crown of their head down to the sole of their feet, nothing but putrefying sores, smelly death. But what happens to us is that we become desensitized to these things as believers. And what God wants us to understand, young people, and we don't want to just review how bad we are, but God wants us to understand how bad this world is. And we as young people and those that are older have to be careful that we don't become so desensitized to the things that we see in the world that move around us, that we begin to think that what's in the world is okay for us to touch. Because the scriptures is telling us that even the mouth, the throat, the lips, the pathway, all of these things is in opposition to God. And so we have to be very, very, very careful. You know, the Lord Jesus in John 17, he said when he was praying to his Father before going to the cross and then later on for his ascension, he did not pray that we would be taken out of the world, but that we would be saved while we're walking through it. And so Romans 3 here concludes to us that there is none righteous. The standard of God, this world is so far away from it. Under condemnation. And I think these are things that we have to understand. What is being concluded here is that the world is so bad. What Adam did, that's why when God said to him, what hast thou done? Adam could not have imagined Romans chapter 3 when he took of the fruit. But this is the result of it. And God wants us to know as young people, don't play with this world. It is under condemnation. You think it says some very lovely things? God says from its lips, it's poison. You look around in your schools. You look around and what is put on the social media. The majority of it is what it says here, poison. Death, disruption, confusion. And so God wants us to know there's nothing but destruction and misery. No peace. And I want to say this, there's no fear of God. This means not let me be afraid of God. There is absolutely no reverence for who God is. You know, when the Lord was on the cross, one of the thieves railed against him. And the other thief turned to him and said, dost not thou fear God? He has done nothing amiss. We're here because of our deeds.
We deserve it.
And you know what, young people, we have to, and this is where we need to reflect. You know, I don't want us to go through a history lesson here without it touching the heart. We need to reflect upon where we are right now in our lives and evaluate whether we too have lost reverence for God and his things. Am I touching things? Am I involved in things? Am I listening with things? Am I going along with them? Am I tolerant of all of these things that God says is death? And then I have no reverence for him. Right? This is where we need to pause for a moment to see if these things that God says is in the world are these things here in my heart. Because if we don't get there, we're going to go through this. It's going to be a nice study, but we're going to leave the same way we came.
Comment over here.
Just a verse from Isaiah 64 to underline what Brother Tony just said. Isaiah 64, verse 6. It says, "But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy wet rags. We all do fade as the as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." Yeah. I don't know here in the U.S., but at least in Brazil, our rags are old T-shirts and old pieces of clothing usually. Mm. And when they're filthy, it's not worth to wash it or anything. It's literally absolutely useless. Mm. And our righteousness, the good things, let's put it that way, maybe we could say, that we do have absolutely no value whatsoever before the eyes of God.